News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, let's turn to that story about Gardaí investigating the disappearance of a child whom they fear may have died in unreported and suspicious circumstances in Dublin. We're joined by Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor. Conor, bring us up to speed, because the Gardaí in the last couple of hours have released a statement on this very concerning case.
Yeah, that's right, Shane. This case appears to be moving quite quickly. Garda headquarters issued a statement in the last while basically saying that they've sealed off an area of open ground in Donna Base in County Dublin, and where the boy was actually, you know, where the boy's family was from, that they've sealed off that land, and that is going to be searched today. And they appear to be acting on information which claims that the boy's remains are on that plot of land. So certainly that's going to be excavated today. It's an operation that may take a few days. And investigating Gardaí on the basis of, you know, speaking to Garda sources late last night, they believe the boy's remains could be there, and they are quite hopeful that this case may be solved very quickly. Obviously, we had the case that emerged last year of Kyron Dernan, the schoolboy from County Louth. And obviously that he vanished back in 2022, and that case is still unsolved. But as I say, the Gardaí are hoping that this particular case will be solved more quickly on the basis of the information that they've gleaned over the last few days.
Just bring us the background to this. How did this first come to the attention of the Gardaí?
Well, it's a bit of an unusual one in that it seems that some kind of social welfare claim was being made in respect of the boy. And when this claim was being made, somebody looked for proof that this boy was alive and that, you know, he was in Ireland and so on. And that the claim that was being, you know, made was right and proper. And it appears that during those checks, no evidence could be found that this child was alive. Tusley became involved then, and they flagged their concerns for the welfare of the child with the Gardaí. And that happened last Friday. Now, that was the one-year anniversary that Tusley flagged its concerns around Kyron Dernan, which is obviously highly unusual. So once those concerns were flagged, a Garda investigation began, and the Gardaí tracked down a few people of interest that they wanted to speak to about the child, to ask them, you know, where this boy was, where he had been living, and where, obviously, where he is now. And really, on the basis of those conversations, they've come to the conclusion that the boy was alive until he was around 3.5 years old. So that would be around 4 years ago. And they believe that he died at some point when he was aged around 3, or pardon,
when he was about 3.5.
Yeah. And that his remains then were concealed in a bid to hide the crime. So, you know, obviously this is a very serious case. Now, look, it is possible they have committed all the resources of a homicide inquiry to the case. It is still possible that this child somehow died accidentally. And, you know, they haven't completely ruled out that possibility. But certainly as they excavate this site in Donna Bay today and possibly tomorrow as well, if they were able to find the boy's remains, they could obviously do a post-mortem. And I guess that would answer a lot of questions that they have around when, around what time the boy died at and what he died from, you know, what his cause of death was. So they're really hopeful for a breakthrough from that excavation over the next day or two. And if that happens, I think they will have more answers. But certainly at this stage, they do believe this child died when he was about 3.5 years old, and that would have been around 4 years ago.
Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.